You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The time is 6:53, currently 34 degrees here in downtown Wausau, bit of a chilly start. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Hopefully, you had a terrific weekend as we get into the final week of October of 2025. It is October the 27th of 2025. Of course, this week we have Halloween coming up on Friday, but then we are into November by the time we get into next week. And of course, we are starting to get that change over, more of a cooler start, but the weather, boy, it's still looking like it's going to be a terrific week weather-wise. We really have no opportunity of any precipitation until a slight chance, a very slight chance, Thursday night and then Friday itself on Halloween, because today, plenty of sunshine, a perfect autumn day. Looks like it'll be about 57 degrees under those sunny skies here in downtown Wausau, and we're going to see pretty much that kind of weather as we continue into the rest of the work week. Tuesday, partly sunny and 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 54. Mostly sunny and 52 on Thursday. So again, really no excuses if you don't want to get out there and take a brisk walk to get a little bit of exercise. It's not going to be summer-like warmth, but I mean, for this time of year, being in the mid-50s with sunshine that makes it feel warm, no reason not to get out there and enjoy some of the fall-autumn weather here in north-central Wisconsin. As I said, I am Chad Holmes. Across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know that you are not going to be spending a lot of time outdoors this week because you're heading down into the last couple of weeks, about a week and a half, until you have the opening of the Wausau Community Theater production of Sweeney Todd, which is, a week from Thursday is the opening night, am I not?
A week from Friday.
Friday.
Show is on Friday.
Okay, so shows are on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if I'm not mistaken then, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
There's
two shows on Saturday.
Oh, so
four. A double opportunity to go and see the show, absolutely.
So how are things as you get to the final, 10, 11 days? Until you open things up at the Venega Theater over at the campus of the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point Wausau campus.
No, it's really coming along great. I mean, yesterday we had our first full run-through of the entire show, and, you know, a few bumps along the way as to be expected. The first time you do a full run-through of any show, it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, overall, we were able to do the entire show, and that's the main thing, though. If you can get through the whole show, that's a good step in the right direction. And we did make a lot of great progress yesterday. And then I come home in the evening and get to watch the Packers triumph over Pittsburgh. And it's always good to start off on Monday with a Packers win on Sunday, because the Packers are in a pretty good shape right now. Number first in the NFC division, and they, well, And the game was looking a little iffy in the first half. But then in the second half, they were able to get, I think, over, well, close
yeah.
to...
Yeah, I mean,
it was over 15 points.
At halftime, it was 16-7, Pittsburgh with the lead. And then after that, the Packers dominated. They scored 28 of the next 31 points to pull away. Pittsburgh scored a late touchdown. But it was Packers really dominant in the second half, winning 35-25. Of course, a lot of folks were keeping an eye on the quarterback matchup between Green Bay's Jordan Love and Pittsburgh's Aaron Rodgers after Rodgers had his career that led to four MVPs and a Super Bowl championship with the Packers. But it was Jordan Love who was simply stellar. I mean, it was he had a stretch of 20 consecutive completed passes. I mean, just red hot in the second half. He had 360 yards and three touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, he was under the big spotlight. There was a little bit of pressure, I think, for Jordan Love to perform against Aaron Rodgers. And I will say that Rodgers wasn't bad. I mean, he felt a lot of pressure. The Packer defense is much better than the Pittsburgh defense. The Packers put a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers, sacked him a number of times, did not let him get comfortable in the pocket. And I think that was a big factor in that game. And the Packer offensive front gave Jordan Love a lot of time. The Packers got rid of the football very quickly. Jordan Love was not sacked at all during the course of that game. And as you said, the Packers right now in first place in the NFC North Division, 5 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie, winners of 3 games in a row. They will be back at Lambeau Field this coming Sunday, taking on a team, the Carolina Panthers, where the Packers, I think, will be a significant favorite. So the Packers in good shape, but the Detroit Lions are still right there. Detroit is only one half game behind Green Bay in the NFC North, and the Packers still have a trip to Detroit coming up a little bit later in the season. So again, looks like it's going to be, I think, an exciting November and December for the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of big games coming up, and I think that will keep people very engaged over the next couple of months, to say the least.
I believe so too, indeed.
The time is 6:59 again. We're waiting for the sun to arrive. It's dark outside right now, but it tells me in the weather that we got some fairly clear skies and temperatures just above the freezing mark, and it looks like it will be a very nice Monday here in the Wausau area.
Awesome.
We'll be back at 7:22, but coming up next, a top of the hour information update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:23. Sun is starting to show itself. It's a little overcast, a little fog, a little mist out there. Temperature stands at 34 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is Monday morning, October the 27th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And as I was preparing this morning to see what we're going to be talking about, mentioned earlier that we are heading down the stretch of the year 2025, just over 2 months to go before we get to 2026. And in fact, today, Wausau Events has released its 2026 schedule. We talk often about the number of terrific activities that we have here in North Central Wisconsin in the Wausau area. And one piece of the puzzle is Wausau Events. And there's so many terrific events that they're part of. And their entire 2026 schedule of events has been released. You can get information at the Wausau Events website. But looking at some of these events, starts off January the 26th of 2026. It will be Winter Brew Fest at the Rothschild Pavilion. Then the following day, on January the 24th, Winterfest will be held at Marathon Park. Of course, when you get back to the summer, we just basically finished up not too long ago the Concerts on the Square series. They are every Wednesday at the 400 block, starting on Wednesday, June the 3rd of next year, going through August the 12th, and then an additional final show on August the 26th. Wings over Wausau, of course, many folks are always looking forward to Wings over Wausau at the Wausau Airport in 2026. That will be on June the 26th and the 27th. Clear for Takeoff 5K, which, of course, is part of that big event at the Wausau Airport, will be on June the 27th. Chalk Fest, something that Ian, I know you're always part of here in downtown Wausau.
And my sister tries to do a drive for Chalk Fest almost every year.
Well, you can mark the calendar for next year. Chalk Fest will be on June the 27th and the 28th. The 4th of July fireworks will be on the 4th of July at the Wausau Airport. Big Bull Falls Blues Fest, nice. Fern Island Park on August 21st and 22nd. Harvest Fest will be on October the 3rd of 2026 in the 400 block. Booze and Booze, B-O-O-S and B-O-O-Z-E, will be October 23rd at the Rothschild Pavilion. So that's almost a year from this very date. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Holiday Parade, which we'll be looking forward to coming up in December here this year.
That's right.
We have scheduled it for 2026 already. It will be December the 4th of 2026, starting at Marathon Park and going to the 400 block here in downtown Wausau. So, again, we talk about this a lot. We talk a lot about the theatrical productions. We bring in folks talking about that during the course of the year. But when you look at what Wausau Events is part of, and, again, that's just a piece of the puzzle that is the terrific events that go on here in the Wausau area. But it really is amazing for a community of our size, the amount of events that we do have. We have, of course, the Grand Theater here in downtown Wausau, but we have so much that is happening that makes life interesting, that makes opportunity for us not to have to go to Green Bay or Minneapolis or Madison or Milwaukee or Chicago to be part of some terrific events, whether performance events, whether just events outdoors, events that involve the family. So much that goes on here in this area, and we are very, very fortunate. And it looks like 2026, just with that listing, and that's just, again, the tip of the iceberg, looks like there will be a lot of great activities going on here in the Wausau area.
Absolutely.
Is there a favorite of yours? Is there anything that, whether on that list or whether just an event that you always look forward to here in central Wisconsin?
Well, Chalk Fest is one of them, but one of the events that my family and I like to go to every summer are the Concerts on the Square.
Yeah.
If the weather is beautiful, there's so many people out there and a lot of great food venues as well, and just a lot of incredible music as well. I mean, every week you go there in the summertime, it's always a different type of music. And sometimes it's a lot of the classic songs that my parents know, and it brings back a lot of nostalgia for them. And it's a really awesome event that brings people together and just, gives us a taste of all the great music and food that we have here in the Wausau area. The talent.
You said it. I mean, to have that weekly event every Wednesday night at the 400 block, it shows, again, the level of talent. The performers that come in that mainly are from the area, they are able to come here and get big crowds and have a lot of fun. You've said as well, just the whole mixture of the event, the entertainment, the music, the food, and everything else, and just being together with people from our area. You get a chance to see probably a lot of the same folks almost every Wednesday night. And again, that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what is going on here in the Wausau area.
Free. It depends on the food, though. Yeah. The music is free.
No, that's, it's just you the idea, and so often, there's nothing to do. Well, there's always something to do here in the Wausau area. That, again,
do your research.
There you go. So, again, there's so much that happens and so much that is, again, within the finances of everybody here in our community.
Oh, yeah.
The time is 7:29. Again, it looks like it's going to be a terrific day weather-wise. We're expecting plenty of sunshine as we get into the day. Temperature will get up to about 57 degrees, and it looks like, again, a lot of sunshine and moderate temperatures for this time of year. Temperatures in the mid-50s pretty much throughout the course of the week. We'll keep you up to speed. We'll have a look at the weather coming up. Also, part of our information update, we'll have the Midwest Farm Report. Pam Yonke will have that and other pieces of our information update, followed by more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
Off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:53. We see the sun starting to make an appearance here on this Monday morning, October the 27th of 2025. The sun is starting to shine. Temperature still in the mid-30s, but it looks to be a very, very nice day on tap. 57 under sunny skies when all is said and done. I am a subscriber to a newsletter named Status. It covers politics and the media and intersection of the two. Okay. And I came across a very, I think, interesting story that was posted on Status in their newsletter late last night. And CNN has their chief, the guy that runs CNN, is a man named Mark Thompson. And last week, he went to the White House. He paid a visit to Donald Trump on Wednesday. And apparently the meeting was supposedly supposed to be about introducing Trump and the administration to CNN's new direct-to-consumer streaming product launching next week, basically trying to lay the groundwork for officials to appear on CNN. But it turned out to be, I think, maybe a little bit more. As after the meeting, and we don't know exactly what was talked about between Trump and Mark Thompson, the head of CNN, but last week, one of the big stories was the destruction of the East Wing of the White House. A lot of people are very upset that Donald Trump has taken it upon himself with the help of millions of dollars from some of the same media corporations that are covering Trump and other wealthy individuals to basically decide that they were the ones that can do anything they want to a major portion of the White House without any congressional oversight, without any coming to the people of this country as well. But Mark Thompson, after having this meeting with Donald Trump, the very next morning, during an editorial meeting that CNN and media groups, news groups always have, Thompson suggested during the daily editorial call that it should ease up on covering Trump's East Wing demolition, claiming that their viewership isn't all that interested in the story, according to two people familiar with the matter. The comment struck many as bizarre, coming from Thompson, who, despite carrying the editor-in-chief title, generally tends not to weigh too much into the minutiae of the network's editorial process. The bottom line here is the American people cannot expect the media, the wealthy, the powerful to save us in this crisis of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You have CNN's chief visiting Donald Trump and then coming back to his newsroom and saying, hey, the story that is really on fire this week, the story that is getting the attention of
Americans from coast to coast, shouldn't we talk about that? They don't really care that a major part of the White House has been destroyed by Donald Trump. And that also that certain members of the wealthy, the powerful, the media, are funding the bill for this destruction and building of a gaudy, gold-plated ballroom at the White House. I mean, you have major companies, media companies, including Comcast, who is the owner of NBC. You have YouTube, which is one of the top powerful entities when it comes to media these days.
Oh, yeah.
Apple, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They've all written checks again, buying access. Trying to buy protection. It is a mob racket that Donald Trump and his administration is running. And then Mark Thompson of CNN goes to the White House, has a meeting, whatever is said, and then leaves, and the very next day goes on to an editorial call. Again, this is the editorial. This is about the news that the people of this country and the world will be hearing from CNN, and he tells the journalist, don't talk about this as much. People don't care about the destruction of the White House. If that isn't an example of not believing that these folks are going to protect democracy, I don't know what would. Again, the people of this country are the ones who are going to save it, because CNN isn't going to do it. NBC, Comcast isn't going to do it. Amazon isn't going to do it. Apple isn't going to do it. They're all on their knees kissing the rear end of Donald J. Trump.
Based on what you talked about, it sounds like he doesn't have a lot of faith in people.
I don't know. CNN and other media corporations are supposed to give the information, cover these stories, and let people know about the corruption that is going on within this administration. In fact, coming up in our next WXEO Morning Report, last week there were not one, not two, not three, but four scandals, and I don't use that term lightly, scandals within the Trump administration that in the past would have put people's hair on fire, but now people just let it go by.
Shake
because
it off.
Because apparently the next scandal is just coming around the corner. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of these stories that we should be talking about, that you can't just assume that, well, if we just ignore it, it's going to stop. We need to talk about this and put the pressure on for these scandals to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to happen. So we're going to talk about that. We will have our number for the day quiz as well coming up as well. The time is 7:59. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:33, 35 degrees as the sun is starting to shine here in Wausau. Broadcasting live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh and mentioned in the last segment. I'm going to talk about some, I would call, scandals involving Donald Trump that we just are not hearing about in the past. And I guarantee you, I'm sorry, and you may say, oh, it's just, you know, you're just making things up. I guarantee you, if it was Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat, it would be wall-to-wall coverage, because it would be led by Fox News, and then everybody else would pick up on it, and it would just be over and over and over again. And it should be. That's the thing as well. It should be.
if a Democrat does what Donald Trump is currently doing with some of these scandals. And I want to let you know about these scandals just in the last less than a week. One, on Thursday of last week, just late last week, Trump, again, uses his pardon power in ways that are personally beneficial. And this doesn't even count the George Santos pardon from just over a week ago. But he just continues to pardon people that should not be pardoned, while there are people out there in jail right now that have been railroaded that could use the support of a presidential pardon that will never get it because it's all about Donald Trump. But Trump, last Thursday, pardoned a company named Binance and their founder. Their founder pled guilty in November of 2023 to willfully violating anti-money laundering laws. The founder of Binance, his actions, quote, allowed money to flow to terrorists, cyber criminals, and child abusers through Binance. And you think, why would Donald Trump do that? Why would Donald Trump pardon this person who pled guilty to this? He said, I did it. Terrorists, cyber criminals, child abusers. Well, Trump's pardon came after Binance structured a $2 billion investment with USD1, a Trump-backed cryptocurrency. The transaction is expected to result in tens of millions of dollars of annual profits for Trump and his family. Secondly, then on Friday, an obscure company named Unusual Machines that brought on Donald Trump Jr. as an advisor shortly after the 2024 election won a massive new contract to build drone components for the Pentagon. After accepting the advisory role, Trump Jr. vetted candidates for top Pentagon positions and admitted on a recent podcast he selected people who were supportive of more spending on drones. So Donald Trump Jr. was in the room deciding on who would be staffing the Defense Department and making decisions on people that would help him make more money. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then, of course, last week we learned that Trump is seeking a $230 million payment from his own Justice Department. And two of Trump's former personal attorneys are responsible for deciding whether to approve the payment. And yeah, we heard about it, but it's like, well, you know, that's Donald being Donald. Yeah, you know, Donald Trump wants to get $230 million from the Treasury of the United States of America, the tax dollars of this country. Ho-hum, it's Donald being Donald.
We need to stop using that excuse. It's just a Donald being a Donald. That is not a valid excuse.
Well, and the thing about it, and I said this earlier, talking about the media and the wealthy and the powerful of this country, they're just either unwilling or unable to cover this level of corruption.
Mm.
And I think it's part of both. I think, number one, for whatever reason, they seem to be unable to do it. But also, number two, when I hear talk about this head of CNN going into an editorial meeting and saying, you know, don't talk about the destruction of the East Wing as much because people just don't really care. This level of corruption needs to be talked about over and over again, but yet it just sort of goes away after a few minutes, and Donald Trump and his family continue to make millions and millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and it just keeps happening. Corruption at its core. So again, as I said earlier, it's not going to be these folks who save this country and its democracy. It's going to be the people of this country, because unfortunately we're not going to be able to count on those in powerful positions to be able to do this. All right, well, let's finish things off with our number for the day quiz. You're coming off a passing grade last week, so let's see if you get off to a good start this week.
Absolutely.
It was on this date 3 years ago, on this date, the 27th of October of 2022, Elon Musk officially took control of Twitter, which is now X, after finalizing a deal to buy the social media network. You may not remember, but how much money did Elon Musk spend to take over Twitter?
Oh, boy.
So what is the number? Is it $22 billion? Is it $44 billion? Is it $66
billion? 22, 44, or 66.
Billion with a B.
Man.
22, 44, or $66 billion.
You know what? I'm going to say, just going to go with my instinct here. I'm going to say 66 a billion. The final answer, I'm going with a 66 a billion.
On October the 10th, 2022, Elon Musk officially took control of Twitter, now X, after finalizing a $44 billion deal to buy the social media network.
Well, it's Elon Musk. I just assumed it would be a big number.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But we'll try again tomorrow.
Yep, I'll try again.
All right, we'll see you then.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Coming up, it's an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.